Get ready to take off with Dynamic Golf. All right, welcome back, listeners. Welcome to Dynamic Golf. I am your co-host, Tim McElvano, and with me is my fellow co-host, Sean Klotz.
Hey, golfers out there in the Tampa area and worldwide. Good to touch base with you guys again. T-Mac, always great to hear from you. I was really excited, T-Mac, about that Masters podcast we did. I think that's one that you really want to kind of go back and listen to a few times, because not only your experience, my experience, you know, just it's such a great venue, and it comes up once a year. But I thought when I went back and listened to it, T-Mac, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much good information in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff, a lot of great stories, a lot of great little hints to, you know, how to travel and what you kind of need to do for a first experience, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, with the turning of you know, the Masters, you know, their big dedication to junior golf, I know you're getting very involved with junior and PGA League. Tell me a little bit of some of the clinics and programs that you guys are running and doing over there, up there in the New England area. And stuff like that.
Well, it's great because, yeah, so, you know, we did down at Silverado when we were doing junior camps, you know, 5 or 10 years ago type of stuff, you know, and that was great. Anytime you get to, you know, you're supposed to grow the game, right? Yes. That's kind of our mission. One of our mission statements as PGA members is to kind of grow in the game. You know, we both started off. When did you start, T-Mac? You were a little bit older than me, I think, when you started. Is that right? Or
I started playing a game of golf when I was 5 years old.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, so
and that was your grandfather.
You think
who
I'd be
you?
Better than this. Son.
Yeah. Year by year, right? Yeah. Exactly. And who was your influence? Was it your grandfather? I know your dad played too, but
my grandfather was a huge influencer for me. He was a very accomplished golfer, very good golfer, so learned a lot from him. Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, up here at Oakley Country Club, we've got the PGA Junior League, which is a very kind of nationwide, you know, event type of thing, program. It's great to see, first of all, like the support from the parents. So there's 52 kids signed up right now, which is between the ages of 6 and 14, I think is the age group.
Oh, wow. Okay. Pretty big array right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good range, pretty good range. And, they have the opportunity. I'll use that term. They have the opportunity to come out, basically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, from 3:30 to 5.
Okay.
And we do a, you know, instruction practice, kind of work with the golfers, work with the kids, do some chipping, putting, you know, hey, here's how to hold the club if they don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
But then obviously with that range is kind of different skill levels too. So there's some kids are a little more accomplished, ready to go. But it's kind of that introduction to the game and keeping it fun for them, which is, I think, a huge part of getting your junior into the game.
Yes.
To make it fun for them so they don't get, you know, it's a slow moving sport at some points too.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And I think you bring up a great part there, especially with the parent support and stuff like that, is that you've got to make the game fun for the kids. I see a couple of parents, I wouldn't say a lot of parents, but some of them get a little too intense about the game a little bit. And I think that you got to understand that, you know, golf's a game of misses and we're not all perfect, and just enjoy the time that you're out there with your kid.
Oh, absolutely. So we've seen that from the high school perspective when we coached, you know, some of the local teams over there in Zephyr Hills, and you see the difference of some of how the parents, and it's every sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah.
You know, our friend Ron Crump, who's got a really accomplished son who's playing a lot of golf now, but he also played a lot of baseball. Like, you see it in the parenting of some of these parents where, you know, if you're taking it more seriously than the kid is, or if you're not making it enjoyable or fun anymore, the kid's probably going to back away a little bit and kind of shut down. So from our side, from the golf perspective side, it's just, you know, again, introduce them. You know what, T-Mac, this is something that happens a lot in junior golf. It's getting better, but they don't come with the right tools. Right.
Yeah.
They're given their uncle's clubs that are cut down maybe a couple inches, and they're heavy and not the right shaft weight and all this stuff. And it makes it hard for anybody to swing a club.
Yeah,
so
I would agree. There's been a huge shift. I mean, I wouldn't say huge, but a big shift compared to like when we were kids. I mean, we definitely had the clubs out of the garage or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the kids now, you know, maybe 50-50 have something that's kind of fit or cut to them, or bought something from Dick's that fit them better. But, You're right. Most of the time they're coming with an extra long club than or extra weighted club than what they can swing, and it gets them out of what they really need to be doing.
Yep, absolutely. And then so they have the opportunity again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to come out and practice. Then on Saturdays they have a, basically a little match. It's called the PGA
Oh.
Junior League match.
Okay, yeah.
And they do it in a good way. It's kind of like the first tee operation does it in Florida, where, they every three holes they get a flag, and essentially, there's some scoring to it. It's scramble, which I like that format. It's a scramble, two player or three player scramble golf, so it doesn't put that, kind of an innate pressure on the kid to have to make the shot because it is a scramble format. Keeps it fun, keeps it loose. But each time when I talk to them when they go to different golf course, so my first question when they come back on Tuesday is, hey, hey, how'd you play? Oh, we won our match by one. I'm like, oh, that's great. How'd you play? Because they still have the competitive part of it in there too.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I mean, and I like the ability to, keep them in a safe space where, you've got that extra partner behind you to kind of pick you up so you don't feel, as much pressure as a junior out there for sure.
And the way they try to do it is they try to pair kind of like a more accomplished or slightly older, child with a, slightly younger, so you can kind of mentor the person a little bit, which is great. I see that even on the daily when we do them, daily with the instruction, you'll see the 12-year-old girl out there, helping the 8-year-old girl come along and kind of, hey, you can be on my team type of thing. So it's just a good
Well, I think it
program
kind
in
of gets
general.
back to the point of what you were just saying earlier, is that w to grow the game, right? We're here to grow the game, and I think there's an innate instinct in all of us to help other people along, to help with this a very difficult game and grow the game.
Yep, no question. And then the other thing, last thing I'll say about the PGA Junior League, which is something they identified, I'm going to say, maybe 10 years ago, I was at the show. You know how they have those educational seminars, and I did one on, junior golf type of thing. And one of the studies that they had come up with was that the number one reason why kids were like playing in the PGA Junior League was because they got a uniform, they got a shirt. So, like, think about again when our baseball teams, when we're playing baseball or basketball when we were young, we had, we were part of the team, right? In golf's an individual sport. So, what the junior league has kind of taken on, when you see the kids come over here from a different course, they've all got their red shirts on, and we've got all got our blue shirts on. They all say their last name on the back of them. They got a number, just like in basketball or baseball. So, it's cool. It's an individual sport, but it's played as a team. And there's a lot of support from each other, and then the support of the parents is even just more beneficial too. So, yeah.
Well, I think that they're doing a great job with, because golf is very much an individual sport. But if you can introduce something as a a team or something like that, it doesn't seem so daunting or so hard to do. You know what I mean? And I think kids get kind of turned off by the idea that that it's all on me, and if I make the mistake, it's all done, right? And
No, you're right.
and I think that being on a baseball team or a basketball team, there is kind of that, I didn't have a great day, but my team still won. You know what I mean? So that builds confidence and stuff like that. So I love how they're doing that and bringing that atmosphere. And it's going to bring kids that aren't that talented right now to the game,
That's a
and
good
they're
way to
going to
say
get a
it.
lot more talented because they have that opportunity.
Well, you never know, right? You don't want to discount anybody. You never want to think that somebody can't, because some of these kids will come back, and you even see the progression of just the 9 weeks we have with them, how much they progress, and how much you when you saw this, 10-year-old girl 4 weeks ago, and now she's hitting the ball 75 yards in the air on the range. The look on her face is just awesome yesterday, like how excited she was. So, no, it's why we, partially why we teach, that excitement of just kind of seeing that look on people's faces and just, getting them into it. The other part of the team aspect, and this is something, really publicized over the last, I'm going to say, kind of 20 years, is the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup, the Solheim Cup, right? All these different team events that they've produced in either amateur world, the Walker Cup, or in professional world, and it's a big effort. So if they're watching, if their parents, mom, dad are watching the Walker Cup or the Solheim Cup, oh, what's that? That's a team event, golf. Oh, like it translates.
Absolutely, absolutely. Even something like the Zurich Classic last week, talking about team events. I think there was something where there was 9 or 10 of the teams were college roommates or college buddies.
Oh, okay.
You know, okay. So you know, just that whole team aspect as you're coming through shines through. You can even talk about, you know, the other guys on the other side that have that team event. I'm not going to name the tour, but those
that's
guys
true,
are there.
Oh, it's very true.
But the team event is very, very cool for the kids. And I think that, you know, I think there's a lot of room for growth in that area for a lot of things. And I think there's a whole nother sport, whole nother industry that we're waiting to explore there.
You really are spot on, because I forgot about the whole other tour that we're not talking about thing. I had a member come in yesterday. He was like, "Did you see that Sergio's team was doing this?" I'm like, "I don't even watch it. I haven't figured out how to follow it." But
yeah,
like NASCAR has got team, you know, points to it. Like they're on the whatever team, you know, Joe Gibbs team or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's a unique thing. I think the PGA is probably, or the golf industry is kind of like moving. Okay, well, what again? The tour we're not talking about. They do so many things that are so different than the normal conventional, I wouldn't say boring, but conventional tour that we are so used to watching. They're trying to attract a different population. So they're making it shorts and shotgun and teams and points and go, right?
Absolutely. And you got to say that, you know, not to say anything against PGA Junior League, but it's kind of that same attitude. Not that, you know, but we want the kids to have fun, be out there in a team atmosphere, right. Hit it as hard as you can, wear some shorts, play with your friends. You know, we're trying to get to that point. I think it's tough because we're so, you know, stuck in those old ways, but I think everybody's kind of moving that way to a team event, team atmosphere. And you just get more camaraderie with everybody.
Right. So, hey, I want to pivot just a little bit because I think that's a great topic we just did, but let's pivot just a little bit. I just had a lesson this morning with a brand new first-time golfer, right? Okay. She's, you know, whatever, mid-40s, but brand new golfer, super excited about getting into the sport. And I guess my question to you, T-Mac, without us talking about prior, which is good. Sometimes it's good to get the off-the-cuff stuff. So almost explain to the listeners, like, what do you focus on when you get that brand new golfer for that 45-minute session? Like, what's your key points that you would go through to make sure that they, you know, they start off on the right track?
Really, I mean, really what I like to do is when I know it's a beginner, I have a club with a grip trainer on it. And the first thing I'm doing is I'm getting their grip correct. You know, if it's 45 minutes on the grip, it's 45 minutes on the grip. I'll be honest with you. But if I get past that grip point, it's going to be, you know, stance and posture. You know, I want to lay that foundation for my new beginner. You know, the other thing is I want to ask them questions about what they think the golf swing is and try to get into what they, you know, because they're going to have pre-notions of what they think it is. And we need to kind of make sure those are straight and we're all aligned and thinking the same way. But you definitely want to do grip, stance, and postures is the holy grail, I think.
Yep. That's what I just did. That's what I just did. I think we're all, you know, usually in concert on that getting the connection between your body, which is your hands on that object, which is the golf club, the proper way. And, you know, going back to the juniors, a lot of juniors aren't gripping it correctly, meaning they might have some separation between their hands. They're definitely not interlocking, you know, just yet. Yeah. But even with the juniors, it's like, okay, hey guys, just get your hands together. I don't care if it's interlocked or overlapped just yet.
Yeah.
Just try not to have much spacing. But that's what we just did with the lesson was we talked about grip. And even when you talk about grip, you got to explain what a square face is, what a closed face is, what an open face is, because the hand position is in relationship to the face being square.
Correct.
And then, you know, okay, hey, let's get in an athletic position, you know, a little bend in the knees. Definitely. I really like to make the person like, you know, stand straight up. And then just, I put my left hand on my belt, obviously I haven't heard of it on her belt, but I'm just trying to get her to basically bend over from the waist. I think there's always that, even in the golf we've been playing for years, they don't bend over enough from the waist. They stand too tall.
And I think that's a great point right there that we need to just sit for a second that when you put your hand on that belt buckle and push it back, there's a difference between that and just bending over. if you know what I mean. You're really pushing your hips back and stuff like this. And I learned that from you watching you do that. You do a great job of putting that there and making sure the person understands not to just flop the chest forward, but to actually kind of move the pelvis back and move that body in an athletic position.
Because what they end up doing, if you tell someone to bend over, what you're saying, right? You tell someone to bend over from the waist, their shoulders are going to slump, right? Now their arms are kind of like, now it's just in a bad shoulder position. Again, tour players, especially, you can see it a lot in most men, but ladies look like they're more precise with this for some reason. That whole old school kind of put the club shaft on your back from your butt all the way up to your head type of thing. Like, that's what it's supposed to look like. Your neck's not supposed to be hunched over from your shoulder. You're supposed to look in a bent over position, but it's all about having good posture. So if you don't have good posture at the beginning, it doesn't matter what you do from the rest of the swing.
Yeah.
Again, kind of the basics.
Yeah. I mean, what was old Ben Hogan said? 90% of your miss is due to your setup. You know? So if you're not set up correctly, then it's next to impossible to hit a correct shot.
So I'm going to brag on this girl here a little bit. So her first swing she took today was 31 miles an hour. I say girl, she was again mid-40s, 31 miles an hour. Never picked up a club until this today, right? Yeah. Super excited. She's nervous, which is also a little side note of when you give golf lessons, you got to remember that they are nervous because they don't know how to do it. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to expect,
right?
Right.
You know, where to meet you at, like, you know, the clubhouse. Who's this guy? Is he going to laugh at me? A bunch of guys are going to be on the driving range looking at me. I mean, it's got to be, you know, for us, it's like, well, we're just going down to the driving range. But for a female beginner, it's got to be pretty scary, you know.
Intimidating.
Stuff, you know.
So that's always like, if me and you went and did like ballroom dancing, how silly would we look or feel? Or if we went and did
sewing, knitting, I'd look
class.
Like an idiot, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, part of the reason I don't like doing yoga in a classroom setting, because there's not a lot of 6'2" guys in the back room looking comfortable, right? But so anyway, so she started at 31 miles an hour, and you know, we grip, stance, okay, get your staying posture, okay, here's your backswing, here's how we're going to make a good follow through, and kind of talk through follow through a lot, which I think, again, doesn't get overlooked by you and I, but maybe by the rest of the world, like, as far as why do I not hit it further.
Well,
if you don't get to a good position, why does that matter? The ball's already gone, because you're losing so much speed after impact or at impact.
Correct.
That's what pulls those guys up and those ladies up to these beautiful picture perfect falters. So her last swing she took, she was at 60 miles an hour with a 7-iron.
Wow. Doubled her speed.
Isn't that crazy?
That's great.
She hit the ball 85 yards in the air, 102 yards total. I mean, and she's just beaming, super excited. So,
and probably had the biggest smile on her face as she was doing that, right? I mean, looked at,
right.
You know, you look like a god to her now. You know, I mean,
right.
It's up in the air, it's 85 yards. She can do anything right now.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I think that's, you know, we get mired sometimes in our day-to-day operations and kind of what we're doing. You know, why are we in this business type of stuff? But then I have one of those and I'm like, oh yeah, that's why I'm in this business. Yeah. That's why.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, paying it forward, making sure that we're, you know, passing the game forward for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So whether it's the 6-year-old girl yesterday hitting it, you know, 40 yards in the air, or whether it's the, you know, the 10-year-old boy that made a chip yesterday when I told him to aim at a hole and he did, you know, it's just those types of experiences that make it fun, which is again, we kind of get mired into the details of, we've got a big golf tournament tomorrow. We got to make it look good for the people and the members and the golfers, whatever. You know what? Those people are all coming out here tomorrow to have a good time and play golf and meet people and be social. And, you know,
and how many of those people worked with a PGA professional to get out there to play with confidence out there? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you look at those tournaments, just wonder how many people our industry have touched to make sure that they're out there playing and enjoying what they're doing.
Yep. So we did a real quick, maybe the last thing I'll say for the day is basically we did a ladies clinic on Wednesday. We got kind of like a succession of them throughout the month of May, and it was putting, right? It was a little chilly. It was like around 55 degrees. So chilly for me still. But my point is, and this always happens, remember when we did the clinics up at Silverado, this always happens when you post a clinic for ladies, we had 16 people sign up. Now, if I post that clinic for men, how many people are showing up, do you know?
I'd be surprised if three did.
Right. Right. It's like, what is the deal?
But if it was a long drive, if it was a driver
Oh.
episode, how many guys would show up for that one?
Exactly. But it's just the I don't know, it's the ego of men. It's the but ladies are more inquisitive. How do I and it was a great session. It was fun. It was like, okay, why are you walking your putt off, Sean? Well, here's why. You know, like just inquisitive, and that should be the mindset of all of us. We should keep working on these different things. So, not really a bash against men, more of like a hooray for ladies that they're
Yeah.
still open to it and
One
trying to
last thing
change. So.
I would say is I would cap off on that is that I've always found that juniors and ladies work better in a group setting. They want to ask questions. Women are always inquisitive, like you just said. They always ask questions and they're always asking questions to their peers where men do not.
No.
They don't walk over and go, "Hey, what about your grip? What are you doing about that?" Now, women will just sit there and they'll get in a group and they'll talk and they'll chat and they learn very well that way. And then they're going to come with you with a question, and you better be ready to get peppered with a couple questions. But I love how they, juniors and women work, I think, learn best in a group setting when they're beginning.
No, I agree. Hey, that was a good little session there, sir. That was good.
Very good. So once again, want to thank everybody for listening. I'm your co-host, Tim McElvanna, with my fellow co-host, Sean Klotz.
Great doing this with you, T Mac. Love just chatting and giving the giving our advice, whether it gets taken up by some of our players. Hopefully they can improve their game by some of the stuff we talked about.
Absolutely. Great session today. Talked about the juniors, talked about the ladies. I don't think they get talked about enough, especially in our industry. So touching on those points is always great. We thank you, everybody, and have a great day.
See you guys next time.
Are you looking to elevate your golf game? With swingtheorygolf.com, you will. Tim, who is a certified PGA professional, offers expert instruction and personal attention to help you unleash your true potential. So get ready to tee off with Swing Theory Golf.